plate a potential nugget.
So lovely, Abhi. This has been fantastic. Maybe just a couple of questions to wrap up.
Yes, sir.
First is, I'm curious about how people make choices. So if you really look at your journey, what are the 2-3 choices you've made that have played a profound impact in your life that you would like to call out?
Talking about work, I think the choice I made to go into an MBA was a right call, okay, because I would not have been a very happy doing, you know, chemical engineering, thermodynamics, and designing reactors. Don't think that was, so that was, I think, a good call. And I think the second call that I came back into advertising, joining an agency called Ulka, which was shutting down, was a very good call. And I think I stayed the full 100 yards, you know, turned out to be very good. And of course, I'm very fortunate that I have a family which is very, very supportive of all. I couldn't have achieved any of this without my wife, who's like a huge pillar of support. So I listen to, I mean, she reads all the books I write. She reads all the articles I write. And she's a bad, so to speak, critic. And I think she keeps me on level. You know, and that's, you need to surround yourself with people who pull you down a few notches every other day. And she does her fair share of that, which I think is good. I'm grateful for that, you know.
And the other piece I'm curious about is how people have grown at various points in their journey. If you really reflect on your, let's say, approach to self-development, if I may frame it that way, what are one or two things, if you had to be immodest about yourself, what are one or two things that you would like to call out in terms of how you've scaled up over time?
So you said be modest, so I will be modest. So I started teaching many years ago, and one of the directors of one of the Bombay Business School said I should do PhD. And I ended up doing PhD. It turned out to be an experience in itself.
When was this? At what stage was this?
I think this, I did my PhD in, I think 2005 or so, 2006, no, 2000, no. 2008 or 9 when I finished my PhD.
Oh, you must have been touching 50 or something.
Yeah, I was 50 plus. I was 50 plus.
Wow.
But I did it part-time PhD. But, you know, I was lucky. I got a decent guide. I got a decent topic. Bombay University PhD has its own complications. I managed to navigate all that. But turned out to be a good experience. Then, just when I had turned an advisor to the company, I decided to go and do a AMP at Harvard, 8 weeks. That was again a great experience working, you know, spending 8 weeks on campus with a really multicultural, multi-country group of 180 people. That's kept me going. And then when I was about to get out of my full-time job, I did my CFI certification, which, you know, which was again very useful. So I think the fact that you tend to go back to class once in a while keeps you, refreshes you every time, you know. So I've been lucky.
Lovely. And in summary, Ambi, this podcast is titled Play to Potential. At some level, it's about people being coherent about the two questions, where to go and how to grow at various points in time. So in summary, what's your takeaway to the listeners of this podcast and for them to play to their potential?
So to play to your potential, become a sponge is my, you know, plug for my book as well, because you will meet a lot of smart people on your journey. Learn to learn from every one of them. See every interaction not as a selling interaction or a buying interaction, as a learning interaction. And as you keep learning, as you go along, you will become better and you will definitely play to potential.
I couldn't underscore more the criticality of curiosity as a superpower, possibly more pronounced in the world we live in and the world we are moving into. The one book that has had a profound influence on my thinking was a book called A Curious Mind by Brian Grazer, an American producer who's made movies like A Beautiful Mind, Apollo 13, and so on. He talks about having curious conversations with a range of people at a certain frequency, let's say a weekly or a fortnightly frequency, and says how connecting those dots has influenced various domains of his life, whether it's ideas for his movies or relationships or just personal development. In a lot of ways, that book is the catalyst that got me to start this podcast series about 18 odd months back. The desire to have deep, authentic, reflective conversations with people, learn from their journeys, and to share it so that others could benefit from it as well. Thank you for listening. For more podcast content curated by theme, please visit playtopotential.com. And to know more about the coaching and transition advisory work I do, please visit transitioninsight.com.